We answer to a higher authority. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 283. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. Welcome. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. Our reading today is Acts 5 and 6. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are worthy of praise. We offer it now. Thank you for hearing those who seek you. Touch our hearts today as we read, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Acts chapter 5. There was a man named Ananias. His wife's name was Sapphira. Ananias sold some land he had, but he gave only part of the money to the apostles. He secretly kept some of the money for himself. His wife knew this, and she agreed with it. Peter said, "Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your mind with such an idea? You kept part of the money for yourself and lied about it to the Holy Spirit. Before you sold the field, it belonged to you, right? And even after you sold it, you could have used the money any way you wanted. How could you even think of doing such a thing? You lied to God, not to us." When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. Some young men came and wrapped his body. They carried it out and buried it. And everyone who heard about this was filled with fear. About 3 hours later, his wife came in. Sapphira did not know about what had happened to her husband. Peter said to her, "Tell me how much money you got for your field. Was it this much?" Sapphira answered, "Yes, that was all we got for the field." Peter said to her, "Why did you and your husband agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, do you hear those footsteps? The men who buried your husband are at the door. They will carry you out in the same way." At that moment, Sapphira fell down by his feet and died. The young men came in and saw that she was dead. They carried her out and buried her beside her husband. The whole church and all the other people who heard about this were filled with fear. The apostles were given the power to do many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. They were together in Solomon's porch, and they all had the same purpose. None of the other people dared to stand with the apostles, but everyone was saying wonderful things about them. More and more people believed in the Lord, and many men and women were added to the group of believers. So the people brought those who were sick into the streets and put them on little beds and mats. They were hoping that Peter's shadow might fall on them as he walked by. People came from all the towns around Jerusalem. They brought those who were sick or troubled by evil spirits. All of them were healed. The high priest and all his friends, a group called the Sadducees, became very jealous. They grabbed the apostles and put them in jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail. The angel led the apostles outside and said, "Go and stand in the temple area. Tell the people everything about this new life." When the apostles heard this, they did what they were told. They went into the temple area about sunrise and began to teach the people. The high priest and his friends came together and called a meeting of the high council and all the older Jewish leaders. They sent some men to the jail to bring the apostles to them. When the men went to the jail, they could not find the apostles there. So they went back and told the Jewish leaders about this. They said, "The jail was closed and locked. The guards were standing at the doors. But when we opened the doors, the jail was empty." The captain of the temple guards and the leading priests heard this. They were confused and wondered what it all meant. Then another man came and told them, "Listen, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple area teaching the people." The captain and his men went out and brought the apostles back. But the soldiers did not use force because they were afraid of the people. They were afraid the people would stone them to death. The soldiers brought the apostles in and made them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them. He said, "We told you never again to teach using that name. But look at what you have done. You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are trying to blame us for his death." Peter and the other apostles answered, "We must obey God, not you. You killed Jesus by nailing him to a cross, but God, the same God our fathers had, raised Jesus up from death. Jesus is the one God honored by giving him a place at his right side. He made him our leader and Savior. God did this to give all the people of Israel the opportunity to change and to turn to God to have their sins forgiven. We saw all these things happen, and we can say that they are true. The Holy Spirit also shows that these things are true. God has given this Spirit to all those who obey Him. When the council members heard this, they became very angry. They began to plan a way to kill the apostles. But one member of the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, stood up. He was a teacher of the law, and all the people respected him. He told the men to make the apostles leave the meeting for a few minutes. Then he said to them, "Men of Israel, be careful of what you are planning to do to these men. Remember when Theudas appeared? He said he was an important man, and about 400 men joined him. But he was killed, and all who followed him were scattered and ran away. And so now I tell you, stay away from these men. Leave them alone. If their plan is something they thought up, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop them. You might even be fighting against God Himself." The Jewish leaders agreed with what Gamaliel said. They called the apostles in again. They beat them and told them not to speak anymore using the name of Jesus. Then they let them go free. The apostles left the council meeting. They were happy because they were given the honor of suffering dishonor for Jesus. The apostles did not stop teaching the people. They continued to tell the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. They did this every day in the temple area and in people's homes. Acts chapter 6. At that time, as the number of disciples grew, Greek-speaking Jews complained about the Hebrew-speaking Jews. The Greek-speaking Jews claimed that the widows among them were neglected every day when food and other assistance was distributed. The 12 apostles called all the disciples together and told them, "It's not right for us to give up God's word in order to distribute food. So, brothers and sisters, choose 7 men whom the people know are spiritually wise. We will put them in charge of this problem. However, we will devote ourselves to praying and to serving in ways that are related to the word." The suggestion pleased the whole group. So they chose Stephen, who was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And they chose Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, who had converted to Judaism in the city of Antioch. The disciples had these men stand in front of the apostles, who prayed and placed their hands on these 7 men. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem grew very large. A large number of priests accepted the faith. Stephen was a man filled with God's favor and power. He did amazing things and performed miracles. One day, some men from the cities of Cyrene and Alexandria and the provinces of Cilicia and Asia started an argument with Stephen. They belonged to a synagogue called Freedmen's Synagogue. They couldn't argue with Stephen because he spoke with the wisdom that the Spirit had given him. Then they bribed some men to lie. These men said, "We heard him slander Moses and God." The liars stirred up trouble among the people, the leaders, and the experts in Moses' teachings. So they went to Stephen, took him by force, and brought him in front of the Jewish council. Some witnesses stood up and lied about Stephen. They said, "This man never stopped saying bad things about the holy place and Moses' teachings. We heard him say that Jesus from Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs that Moses gave us." Everyone who sat in the council stared at him and saw that his face looked like an angel's face. Now, beloved, I've got a lot to say about chapter 5 today, so let's get into it. So what's the deal with Ananias and Sapphira? You know how people always say that the God of the Old Testament is an angry, unforgiving God, and the New Testament God is all about grace? So what's up with this story? The folks who only want to see the grace of God miss a very important characteristic of who He is. He's a God of holiness and righteousness. And here in Acts, we're looking at the first days of the New Testament church. You might think of it as an infant taking its first breaths. And here, in these first few moments of its life, there were those who were willing to lie to God. The issue was not the money that Ananias and Sapphira gave or did not give. As Peter said, the land and the money they got for selling the land was theirs. It was their right to do with it what they wanted. But they lied when they said that they gave the entire proceeds of the sale to the church, when in fact, they held some back. And it wasn't Peter they lied to, it was the Holy Spirit. It was God. And that is where God draws the line. He had to establish in those first moments of the infant church's life that lying to God is a serious offense. Another aspect of this story is that the Holy Spirit is once again established as a person, and not just some ethereal force.
You can't lie to a force. You can't lie to an idea. You can only lie to a person. So again, we have proof of the Trinity and that the Holy Spirit is equal with God the Father and God the Son. And then further down in the chapter, after the apostles had been locked up for preaching about Jesus, and after the angel of the Lord had released them during the night and had told them to go stand and speak to the people in the temple the whole message of this life, they went right back to the temple to again teach or preach to the people. And then what happened? The high priest had them brought back to stand once more before the council, and he said, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name, and yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." All right, does this sound at all familiar to you? Doesn't this go on today? Aren't we told not to speak the name of Jesus? Christians are one of the only groups today that are discriminated against, and it's perfectly fine with most of the world. What Peter and the other apostles said to the high priest and the council should be an encouragement to us. What did they say? They said, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had put to death by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as a prince and savior, to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Beloved, they got the courage to do this from the same Holy Spirit that is in every believer today. Don't be afraid to speak the name of Jesus and tell what he has done in your life and what he wants to do in the lives of every person alive. Be bold. Be strong. Do not obey those who would tell you to shut up. We answer to a higher authority. We answer to Almighty God. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Well, tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday, which is the most meaningful day in the Christian calendar, in my opinion, and we're going to continue on our reading schedule. We'll read Hebrews 11 through 13. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Be brave. Bye.